All right. Minnesota Moorhead, why this school?
Well, they reached out to me, and they talked to Cobza, but then I went on a quick visit, like 48 hours, and I got there, and even though it was a D2, everyone knew who I was. So they were really invested, and I think even for a big program, they really care about their players, and I could see that in the coaches and just, I mean, everyone, the athletic director, everyone talked to me, so... That, and it was a really competitive conference, and then they have everything for veterinary sciences, which was also good. So it was just a good fit overall.
You wanted to play volleyball, but you wanted someplace academically is going to fit you, right?
Yes, of course. Right. So,
any other schools that were kind of in the mix?
I had talked to others, but none of them I really was as interested in. This one I knew right away we were going to pursue it, and so we got in contact with them pretty quick.
Memories of MCC. What's your best ones that stand out?
Oh, gosh. I always think about this, and I just think about throwing Cobza in the pool at regionals. But, I mean, really, as, like, everything comes to an end, it's just the people, the community. I think I'm just going to miss that little really close bond with everyone. And, I don't know, my adoptive family, the team. It's just every aspect of the town I feel like I've made a bond with. Someone everywhere.
So I've just found out you have ties to McCook, you know, in the bowling alley. Who would have thought that, huh?
Yes. Yep. TJ's Fun Center. Yeah, that was long family. Well, yeah, generations ago, sure. But we have many ties in through Culbertson and McCook. So it's, that was the thing coming here. It was always exciting because I knew I was playing for a second hometown, a second family, and I'm very sad to leave, but... Mm-hmm. It's on the way to Minnesota, so I know I'll be back and staying here on my way out and get to see everyone again.
So this, but you're leaving. I mean, finals done, and no spring semester. You're going right now, aren't you?
Yep. So I went on a visit, took a day to think about it, and then I have finals, and then I need to start packing, and then I'm gone. So it's a pretty quick turnaround, but... Like I said, I'll be by on the way out.
So you're going to be able to compete and play with them in some spring stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, that was also another reason why I really liked it, because they had that option available to me. So I'll be able to go out and bond and get to know the program before we start season next year.
Things you're going to miss the most about coach, players, anything really stand out?
I think Coach and I have gotten really close over this season. So I'm going to miss all our little coffee dates and just... therapy sessions a little bit during the day, so I'll miss that. And the players, I'll just miss everything, being in the dorm, seeing everyone, you know, around every corner you turn. I mean, there's someone somewhere, and more coffee dates and just hanging out. And like, I think around finals everyone thinks you study more, but it's also just kind of taking time to see everyone, and a little bit later nights just to get a couple more hours together. So I'll just miss that.